HD, a Town Square Media station. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo, topping our report this hour. Just one day after defending himself for not wearing a mask at a large indoor event in Asbury Park, Governor Murphy caught again maskless despite CDC guidelines. This time, it was at the Monmouth County Chairman's Ball at the Shore Club in Spring Lake, a $125 a plate invitation-only event sponsored by the Monmouth County Democrats Executive Committee. Murphy is seen in photos standing in close proximity to other attendees and sitting at a table with Congressman Frank Pallone, all maskless. The CDC lists Monmouth as a high transmission area and recommends indoor masking. A 17-year-old boy had to be airlifted to a hospital after suffering serious injuries in a hit-and-run crash Thursday night in Gloucester County. NJ.com reports 38-year-old Pedro Gonzalez of Vineland was driving in Newfield when witnesses say he failed to stop at an intersection, collided with another car, then drove away. The front seat passenger in the other car, a teenager, was in and out of consciousness and trapped in the vehicle before emergency responders freed him and flew him to Cooper University Hospital. Gonzalez was found in the parking lot of a motel, arrested and charged. As a New Jersey motorist, you may believe the Garden State is home to the absolute worst drivers. You're not far off. According to a 2021 analysis from Quote Wizard, using millions of insurance quotes, the company found that New Jersey has the eighth worst drivers in the country.
New Jersey, you got to stop speeding. That's really what propelled you up the ranks.
In the report, Iowa's drivers rank as the worst. New Hampshire has the best drivers. Former President Bill Clinton has been admitted to the intensive care unit at California Irvine Medical Center for a urinary tract infection that spread to his bloodstream, according to doctors who spoke to CNN. In a joint statement from the doctors, they say Clinton remains hospitalized for continuous monitoring and that he's in ICU not because he needs intensive care, but more for privacy and safety. They say he is responding to antibiotics well. People's belongings are flood damaged and hazardous, as a public storage facility on Route 22 in Scotch Plains, and the company's employees on Monday began throwing everything out after a remediator declared the basement level a total loss. Public storage says they'll guide customers through the insurance claims process, but that's not the point, says Mary Jean Murphy, who rents two units there.
I don't care about my insurance money necessarily. I just want my things, my memories. That's all I want. But to make matters worse, we no longer can get insurance on any of our units because they're not allowing us to take photos.
What few photos Murphy had been able to take, she couldn't do until September 20th, 19 days after Ida's floodwaters devastated the Garden State. A temporary restraining order granted Wednesday is stopping public storage from tossing anything further. It technically only applies to Murphy's case right now, although her attorney says his phone is ringing off the hook with more potential clients. Download our free app, sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone, customize it for your neighborhood, and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Another beautiful warm day, but tomorrow takes a turn. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
Time to win up to $10,000 with the Jersey Cash Code Contest on New Jersey 101.5. On your phone, open the NJ 101.5 app, click on Win Cash, and enter this hour's code word.
This hour's code word is ICE. I-C-E. ICE.
Your next chance to win cash happens in 60 minutes at 11 a.m. with the $10,000 Jersey Cash Code on New Jersey 101.5.
Here's New Jersey fast traffic.
It has been a long morning on the George Washington Bridge, and it still is, particularly from 80 and 95, which is still backed up from where 80 and 95 merge and T-neck all the way into the bridge. Route 24, here we go again. Another day of misery on the eastbound side. It starts right off of Columbia Turnpike at 510 Florham Park. And again, the next 3.5 miles are going to be stop and go all the way down through the construction work out through Brook Lake Road, at which point it will open up. Garden State Park, right, a little heavy southbound from Hillside down to Union. Route 78 down to 22. Also in Union, Morris Avenue is tied up in both directions between Lehigh Avenue and 439 in Elizabeth. That's construction work, and that's causing some slowdowns on 439 on either side of Morris Avenue. New Jersey Turnpike, little pocket of heavy traffic south at 8A. 55 as usual, slow north into the 42, and delays that we saw earlier this morning totally gone on 295 into the Delaware Memorial Bridge. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report at 10:18 on New Jersey 101.5.
Traffic made possible by Trinity Rehab. The weather's getting that chill back. Do you have old aches and pains creeping up? Get rid of those pains now. Trinity Rehab can help. They have EPAT, which gets rid of pain in as little as 3 5-minute sessions. No prescription needed to get started. Go to trinity-rehab.com. Locations all over New Jersey.
New Jersey 101.5 is throwing a house party tonight at 7.
On the radio.
Join us for Jersey's biggest house party.
Hi, it's Big Joe Henry, and I'll be playing your favorite party songs by request all night long. Call me at 1-800-283-1015 or hit me up on our station app.
Kick off your weekend with Big Joe Henry's house party starting at 7 tonight on New Jersey 101.5.
The opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Not quite hot. We're not setting records, but both today and tomorrow won't be very Octoberish, as temperatures will make a run for 80 degrees. The warmth is definitely not going to last all weekend, though. It feels more like early or late summer today, mostly sunny, warm, and humid, with high temperatures right around that 80-degree mark. Tonight, mainly clear, quiet, and comfortable. Lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow is our big cold front day. The morning looks fine. Sunny, windy, and warm. Highs upper 70s to around 80. Increasing clouds. And then strong thunderstorms are likely. Starting mid to late afternoon, quick burst of heavy rain, gusty wind, and frequent lightning will be possible. Sunday turns much cooler. It'll be sunny and still breezy. Highs only in the lower 60s, mid 60s on Monday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Currently in Dover 61, Carteret 70, Gloucester City 66. Weather made possible by Deborah Heart and Lung Center. When it's your heart, you don't take chances. Be sure. Demanddeborah.org.
New Jersey 101.